Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. All right, let's get into today's topic. Today we're going to talk about the silent treatment. Drum roll. Silent treatment in the sense of when should you give it? When do you need to move on from it? And how do you handle someone that gives you the silent treatment? The reason why I want to talk about this topic is because people express their hurt, their anger, their upset emotions in a variety of different ways. And one of those ways, which I think is the deadliest, is the silent treatment. And I'm sure we've all done it to someone at some point in our lives. And because I had a long conversation with someone that's struggling with this topic in their relationship, I figured it only made sense to share the knowledge with all of you. All right, so let's talk about the silent treatment. The silent treatment, if you have not experienced it before, is basically when somebody stops talking to you. Now, more often than not, it's probably somebody close to you, like a significant other, a family member, or a friend. Usually, we can't give the silent treatment to someone that we don't interact with on a daily basis, because that person wouldn't even realize that they're getting the silent treatment. So oftentimes this is expressed in a close relationship, likely someone that you speak with frequently and someone you're close enough with where they will realize a shift in your behavior. That's the whole point of giving the silent treatment. Now, here's the interesting thing about the silent treatment. The first time it happens to you, assuming someone else has given you the silent treatment, you may not realize that you're getting the silent treatment. Because let's be honest, we hit up somebody, whether it's over the phone, whether we send them an email, whether we ping them on some social channel, and if they don't get back to us within a couple of hours, we're probably going to assume that they're busy, right? Things happen. Then after a couple of hours, maybe a day will go by and we just assume that the person's probably occupied with something else. Now, being that I said oftentimes silent treatment is given to someone that you have a close relationship with, chances are if you have a pattern with that person, and most often than not people do, like let's say you speak at in the night or you text throughout the day or you see each other, you're going to notice a shift in that pattern. That's usually when you start to suspect that you are getting the silent treatment. And like I mentioned, if it just happened for the first time, you might think to yourself that there's a number of reasons why this could have happened, and you don't think about it. Now, the thing with the silent treatment is it continues. So the next day, if you don't hear back from the person, assuming you speak every day, you might start to wonder, okay, this is a little bit odd. And then an interesting thing happens. And this is common for most people. We start to get concerned because if you knew that there was a fight or a problem that happened with you, between you and this person, then maybe you will think that something is wrong. But most often than not, your first reaction, since it's the first time it's happened to you, is probably, is this person okay? Did something happen to them? Are they going through some stuff? Oh my God, I need to figure out. Let me reach out. Let me talk to their friends. It's basically coming from a place of concern. And that's, it's not funny, but it is kind of funny. Part of this whole situation that the person that's giving you the silent treatment, now with them, they know what their pattern of behavior is. So they know exactly what they're doing. You're the unsuspecting victim because this is the first time they have done this to you. And make no mistake about it, people that give the silent treatment, and I'm going to go into why they do it, people that give the silent treatment have done it before. It's a learned behavior. So you're not the first person that they're giving the silent treatment to. You just didn't get to experience this before. So in your first go around, because you have not experienced this from this individual, Obviously, you get concerned when you don't hear from the person. Then let's say you talk to a mutual friend or you speak with a family member or you go on social media and you realize that that person is not hurt. They're not kidnapped. They're, thank God, not dead. And there they are just living your life. And the worst realization I think you can give to anyone if you are someone that's giving the person the silent treatment is that when they reach out to you, you don't respond to them, but then you post something on social media and that makes that person aware of the fact that yes, nothing happened to your phone, nothing happened to you. It's the same phone where they reached out to you, but yet you are now ignoring them. So let's get back to our scenario. It's a first time around. You get from the point of, okay, they're busy, to the point of, should I be concerned? Because now this is an extended period of time where I have not heard back from this individual. And then you see an activity or you hear from a friend and then you know that they are fine. Then the next emotion that usually creeps in is you start to wonder, well, did they just miss your text messages or your phone calls, or is something else going on? Oftentimes at this stage, people start to panic. Like, oh my God, why is this person not talking to me? Am I blocked? Are they just not interested in speaking to me? Did I do something? And here's when you go on an emotional roller coaster, because you start to replay all of the conversations that you had, what could have upset this person. You run through every scenario as to maybe they didn't get your text messages, maybe there's something wrong with their connection. And this usually goes on for a couple of days, depending on your personality. But once you've exhausted all of those options, you come to the realization that you're getting iced out. Lo and behold, you are now getting the silent treatment. And like I said, we're talking about the first time it happens to you. So here's the interesting thing. Often when people give somebody the silent treatment, they don't tell you upfront that, hey, by the way, if we ever get into a fight, this is how I behave. No, you get to find this out on the spot and you get to figure it out as to why you're now getting the silent treatment. Now, let's do role reversals. Let's talk about the person that gives the silent treatment, why they give the silent treatment. So if you're someone that gives the silent treatment to people, it's a learned behavior. And it's a learned behavior that probably stems from childhood, which means there's somebody in their life, in this person's life, that displayed that behavior as a way of showing anger or resentment or hurt, or it was a self-defense mechanism. But nonetheless, it's a behavior that this person is displaying because they have learned it from somebody else in their life. It's not something that you just pick up in a day. It happens over the years. It's usually part of you growing up, and that's just how you've seen other people in your life express that pain or that hurt or that anger. So that's something that I want all of you to focus on, especially if this is something that you're encountering or this is something that you yourself display. Based on the example that was set in your life, and I'm going to talk as that person. So for example, if I'm someone that displays this behavior is stemming from whoever in my life displayed it and how they displayed it. So what I mean by that is, if I display this behavior every time hurt, then that means there was somebody in my life. It could be growing up. It could be somebody that just had a profound impact on my life. But I saw that person get hurt and shut down. And that's how I learned that this is how I should respond when I'm hurt. It could also be that somebody tells me, hey, one way to protect yourself from getting even more hurt is to just shut down. So it can also be a self-defense mechanism. It can also be how I express anger. And the reason why I'm do using the silent treatment is because that's my way of expressing my anger with someone. Again, another learned behavior. It could be that there was a role model or a parent or a relative or older sibling, whoever in your close environment, growing up, teenage years, who you caught this behavior from. So the way that you display your silent treatment, it's directly a reflection of what did you learn from that person. And here's the very interesting thing. Oftentimes, the people who are giving the silent treatment, they know that this is how they behave. This is a pattern. It's not something that they just develop overnight. It could be a variety of reasons of why they do it. Sometimes people don't like confrontation. So the reason why they shut down is because they don't want to fight. They don't want an argument. Like, think about a child that grew up in an abusive environment. That person maybe saw their parents always yelling and shouting and fighting with each other. So as a kid, this person, I'm going to use myself as an example, me, let's say, in that situation, just learned that it's better I'm quiet rather than fighting and yelling and causing a scene. So that's something that I learned from my environment. Now, if I'm somebody that's displaying that behavior, I know why I'm doing it. I also know that this is not something that I'm doing for the first time. I know how I'm behaving. I know why I'm behaving. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's two types of people that give silent treatments. The first group of people are the ones that'll actually tell you. They will share with you, here's the conflict. Here's the reason why. Obviously, somebody's happy with you. They're not going to shut down on you. So obviously, there's an issue. Doesn't always mean that the issue is with you. Somebody could be stressed out in their life. They could be dealing with a lot of things in their life. And maybe the way that they handle the stress is that they shut down. Sometimes they shut down from everyone. Sometimes they only shut down from certain people. So you have to really know the person that's giving you the silent treatment to understand why they're doing it. But regardless, there are two groups. The first group will tell you what the problem is. So this type of person will tell you, here's the fight, or here's the conflict, or here's what I'm mad about. And boom, silent treatment comes into play. The second group is where they act totally normal. And you have no idea why this person started to give you the silent treatment. If you are close to someone, like let's say you have a group of friends or it's somebody in your family, obviously you can find out from other people to say, are they also giving you the silent treatment? Because if someone is really stressed and they're under pressure and they want to just shut down from the world, chances are they're giving everybody the silent treatment and they've just basically ghosted out of everybody's life. Different situation. But if somebody is displaying silent treatment with just one individual, let's assume you in this case, then there's a reason as to why that's happening. So like I said, there's two groups. The first group, if you think back to pre-silent treatment days, you can pinpoint what was it, the last thing that we spoke about, what was the disagreement, what was the event, what did we do together, what did that person share about their life. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be that you had a fight and then it went to a silent treatment. It can simply be that you remember that this person was upset about something, or they made a facial expression that led you to believe that they were not happy with you or with your relationship, with something that you said, your POV on something. So there's some kind of indication where you can pinpoint and you can say, okay, that is the reason why. The second group where you cannot pinpoint the reason, quite frankly, is probably the most frustrating. Because in this case, if I'm the person that's giving the silent treatment, I'm acting totally normal. And boom, all of a sudden, I'm not responding to text messages. You can't find me anywhere. You know for a fact that I'm okay, but I'm just ignoring and avoiding you. And you cannot for the life of you figure out what you did and why I'm behaving like this. You see, the first group where the person shares something with you as to why they're giving the silent treatment, or there's something that you know cause the silent treatment, that group is not that either situation is better, but that group is easier for you to deal with, that type of an individual. The person who acts totally normal and calm and cool and collected and then just disappears, and sometimes the silent treatment can be hours, days, weeks, months, years, that group is more frustrating to deal with, because in order for you to fix a problem, you have to know what that problem is. When we don't know what a problem is, it makes it very difficult to justify yourself or to look for a solution or to give some sort of explanation as to how you can remedy the problem. You can't do any of those things if you don't know what the issue is. You can drive yourself crazy. You can text the person a million times. You can leave 100 voicemails. But if the person will give you nothing to work with, sadly, until that person decides that they're ready to communicate, there's not much that you can do. My advice, if you're dealing with somebody that's in that group where you don't know what's wrong, you're trying really, really hard, and they're giving you nothing to work with, like, think about the time frame. Think about, how much time am I going to invest in this outreach before I move on with my life? And if this person ever decides to talk to me, you can decide. Do you want to talk to that person or do you not want to talk to that person? But my advice with this group would be, if you think that there's something that you have done that may have hurt this person, angered this person, caused some sort of distress or pain, gotten them to question your relationship or your loyalty or trust with you, if you can think about anything, say your piece and let this person be. Don't go around chasing this type of individual, because as I mentioned, if you don't know what the problem is and the person will not tell you and will not give any sort of signals, you can't really fix something that you don't even know is broken. The other group of people where they give the silent treatment, but you know for a fact why they're giving you the silent treatment. They have expressed it either directly or indirectly. They have shared that it's something with you or something with their life, or they just need time out. That group you can work with. That's somebody that you can build a relationship with, and you can help them if you want to overcome some of this. Because as I said, the whole notion of giving silent treatment for whatever reason is something that's learned. It's something that this person has learned from their life, from experiences in their life. Usually not positive experiences, because when people shut down, they're shutting down because they're hurt or they're upset or they're disappointed or they don't want to fight. But none of these reasons are positive. No one's shutting down because they're so happy with you and their life and that's the reason why they shut down. No, when people stop talking because they're processing emotions and feelings. And oftentimes those emotions and feelings are not positive. If you are dealing with somebody like that in your life, or if you're someone that's going through that, I'm going to talk about to both groups of people. First, if you're someone that's dealing with somebody like that, just know that it's a cry for help. When people stop communicating, it's usually because there's so much overload of emotions or pain or anger that by shutting down is the best way that they think they can move past it. Sometimes the loudest cry is the one that you don't hear it. It's not when people are screaming and yelling and shouting. No, the loudest cry is when somebody just goes silent. Because the dialogue that should be happening with another person is just really happening internally. It's happening with themselves and it's happening in their mind. And there's nobody there to make this person feel better if they are shutting down. If you are someone that does this to other people, then this is something that you should be aware of. As I mentioned, other people will not know that this is your behavior, but you know yourself and you know that this is a pattern in your life. The reason why it's so toxic to shut down on people is there could be relationships, there could be friends, there could be family members that you don't want to alienate. And sometimes when you shut down, you're not really thinking about how the other person's feeling. Because that person may, more than anything else in the world, want to make you feel better. And by you not allowing that person that opportunity, you're hurting them, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes people use the silent treatment as a weapon, as almost, let me get back at you by not talking to you. That's a sign of immaturity. So that's not what I'm going to talk about in this episode, because if you're dating somebody or if you're friends with someone that's so immature that they're just doing it purposely to just get back at you about something, please drop that person and move on. I'm talking about mature people that this is how they deal with the variety of emotions that I've mentioned. So if you are someone that does it and you do this because of hurt or pain or anger or self-defense, any of those reasons, then when you go into that trance, and it really is a trance because it starts off by you just being so wrapped up in your emotions and feeling so overwhelmed, and then the defense mechanism is, okay, let me just shut down. Let me shut down because this is overwhelming. I'm sad. I'm hurt. I need to process this. And then you kind of go into a dark place where some people, they if they don't get into depression, they're pretty close to it. So you get to that place. And when you're in that place, you really have to think, how is your action impacting the other person? Because in any relationship in life, if you really care about that person and you care about that relationship surviving, you have to learn to work on yourself. Even the way that we fight, even the way that we express our hurt or our displeasure with something, it has to be something that is positive and it's constructive and it's something that helps your relationship. One advice that I would give to people, if you are someone that shuts down, and if this is you do it with friends or a partner or whoever close in your life, then communicate to that individual. Let them know, hey, by the way, this is how I behave when I am X, Y, and Z, fill in the blanks. So then that way, that person has a heads up. Also, being that these things are usually a pattern and you know yourself, you should also tell that individual to say, when I do this, make sure you do this, this, and this. So then that way, that person knows that when you get into that situation, when you're emotionally at that place, this is what they need to do to pull you out. One of the advices that I gave to the person today was communicate calmly with your significant other. So I'm going to tell you a bit about the situation. It's a husband and wife, and the husband complained to me about his wife giving the silent treatment. And he mentioned to me that it was really frustrating for him because the wife never really tells him what she's upset about, or never, even after the fact that she's done being upset, tells him what exactly that was about. And if he probes and tries to ask her, it just escalates into another fight. So he's just in this weird pattern with her where she will get upset, she will ignore him, give him the silent treatment. Couple of days later, for whatever reason, she's over it, and then they just move on like nothing happened. But this is a cycle, and it's a toxic cycle. And he expressed to me how frustrated he is, but whenever he tries to talk to her about it, it doesn't really go anywhere because it just leads into another fight, but it never gets resolved in any of this. So I'm going to share with you the advice that I gave him in case you are in this situation, or if you know of somebody else that's going through that. If you're someone that's dealing with someone that just shuts down and will not communicate, and then all of a sudden is fine, and then if you try to ask them about this, there's another fight, so you just let it go. Don't let this become a pattern. Communicate with that person when they're fine. So when they're calm, they're off this roller coaster. And my suggestion would be to do this the first time it happens. Don't wait until it becomes a pattern because patterns are harder to break. So the advice I'm going to give you, if this happens the first time, you should only need to do it once. If now you're part of a pattern, you'll have to repeat this a couple of times. So when the person is calm, have a conversation with that person. Don't start with you do this and you did that and you made me. No. The conversation should be, I feel hurt or I feel X, Y, and Z. When I see you in this situation, I would like to make things better with us, but I don't know what to do because I can never understand what the problem was. So help me understand exactly why you behave this way and what can I do to make the situation better. So notice in that context, I'm not saying you shut down, you did this, why did you say this, why did you act like this? No, because that's blaming. If you blame someone that behaves like this, that already shuts down, guess what they're going to do? They're going to shut down on you again. You want that person to talk? Don't play the blame game. Turn the situation around. See, that's the beautiful thing about relationships. You can say anything in a relationship if you know how to say it. So, in this context, basically, your goal should be you need to understand why this person is doing this. And you need to understand, okay, when they do this, how should I behave? And you want both of these things to come out of that person's mouth. You want them to tell you why they do this, so you know for the future. You also want them to tell you what can you do to get them out of this phase, so then you don't have a week, a month, a year of not speaking to each other. Because let's face it, who wants that? So when this person is calm, have that conversation with that individual. Don't blame them for anything. And more importantly, apart from not blaming them, listen. Listen to what they tell you. If they don't want to share too much, then the next time they do this, and they probably will again, have this conversation with them again. Each time you have this conversation, they will tell you little by little by little as to why they behave this way. They'll tell you what you can do. They will then tell you at some point how they learned to act like this, how long they've been behaving like this. And you will get more and more information. And see, when you get that person to talk, now there's a sense of vulnerability that that person is sharing with you. They will get more and more comfortable with you. And it's going to build that rapport between you and this individual. And this will also help you in figuring out why this person is behaving like this. Because you may be doing things that you're not even aware of. And by understanding what's causing that behavior, you can remove that, whatever you're doing to cause that behavior, and replace it with something else. For example, if I scream and somebody shuts down, maybe I don't realize that I'm screaming because sometimes I can be loud. But if the person says, "You're screaming, and that's why I behave like this," now I know what's causing that behavior. I don't want that person shutting down on me. So you know what? Next time when I'm speaking to that person and I'm upset, I'm going to keep in mind what my tone of voice is and how high-pitched my voice is so that that person does not shut down. Now, on the other end, my advice to the husband in that situation was to also help his wife because his wife, now that the fact that they're married, they have had a long relationship, should be at a point with him where she communicates and she tells him proactively what he's doing wrong. Because if not, they're just going around on the same cycle over and over again. And that's not healthy for anybody. So, my recommendation, if you are somebody that shuts down, communicate with people in your life. Tell them why you shut down. Tell them what they should do when you shut down. Express to them that you still care about them, even when you're behaving like this. And If you really believe that, then also tell them that I don't want to be this person. I don't want to act like this anymore, but I need your help. And that's a perfectly normal conversation to have with someone where you should be able to communicate and you should be able to say, hey, when these situations happen, I act like this, just so you know. I'm working on it. I'm trying to fix it, but I'm just giving you a heads up because you're somebody that I care about. And I don't want to lose you from my life. I don't want to hurt you when I go into this phase. This is usually the type of situation where this type of behavior comes out. I've developed it at some point. I think it has to do with X, Y, and Z. And I'm letting you know because if you do see me behave like this, here's what you can do to snap me out of it. Like, for example, I'll give you a good analogy. Sometimes people do certain things in life. When we don't understand what those certain things are, we can take a harsher look at that, or we can feel hurt, and we're so wrapped up in our emotions that we forget that the person that's displaying this behavior, that's the person that's really struggling. That's the person that needs our help. We just caused something, or we tripped off something that's already there. But that person is the person that needs our help. So, for most of us, we need to be mature in those situations, especially when you really care about somebody, and say, okay, I'm also upset about that fight or that argument, but I'm not so upset that I want to lose this relationship or this friendship over it. So, I'm going to put aside our differences for right now, get you to communicate with me. And then after that, we can revisit your POV and my POV. See, one thing that people don't realize is there's no winner in an argument. This is not a referee match or a wrestling match. This is not a football game. There is no winner. If the relationship severs, both people lose. I'm assuming that you're in a relationship or you have a friendship or people in your family that are valuable to you, that you love, that give you something in life and you want to hold on to them. So when people fight and they argue or they give the silent treatment and they're like, wow, I'll teach this person, or I'm so wrapped up in my emotions, I don't care about that individual. Guess what? The relationship is the one that suffers. And if that relationship means anything to both parties, you both lose. So the onus can't be on one person to do the work and the other person to not do anything. In order for the silent treatment to really go away in a relationship, regardless of what that relationship is, it really needs to be a two-way street. Both people have to be willing to do the work. And it's challenging on both ends. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a pain in the ass to deal with someone that shuts down. It's also very frustrating being that person that shuts down because it's behavior that you have to snap out of. So there's work that needs to be done on both ends. But if you don't work on this, if you don't fix it, then it only gets worse with time. And I have seen this happen countless times where the silent treatment will start off with a couple of hours, to a day, to 3 days, then a week, then a month. And before you know it, the relationship is gone because you are so wrapped up in your emotions and your feelings that you've completely neglected the other individual. Because most of the time, when people do the silent treatment, they're only thinking about themselves because they're so overwhelmed in their emotions. But they're not realizing that there's somebody else that's also hurting based on their behavior. So it's the responsibility of both people, if they want the relationship to work, to do their part in that relationship. And guys, if you've listened to some of my other podcast episodes, I'm notorious for saying that it's never just one person's fault. It takes two to tango. So I don't care what argument it is. I don't care what fight it is. There's two people that are always at fault. And my advice, regardless of which side you're in this situation, whether you're the person that does the freezing out or if you're the person on the receiving end of it, when you finally talk, apologize. The person who apologizes is the bigger person. But apologize when you really, really mean it. And one person can apologize for, let's say, the yelling, the shouting, and whatnot. The other person can apologize for the silent treatment. The point is, two people contribute to a problem. It's never just one person. Relationships are, the whole point of a relationship is two or more people. It's not just you by yourself. So anytime you're interacting with somebody, anytime you have a conflict, obviously, if you're using the silent treatment, this is somebody that's important in your life. It's somebody that's close to you. So be the bigger person for both parties. Look at the situation, talk about it, apologize for the part that you played in it. And the next time when that happens again, instead of just being frustrated, because if it's a learned behavior, it's going to take time to go away. Instead of getting frustrated, work through it. I promise you, if you do all of these things, if both people do all of these things, you will get to a good point in your relationship. It may take a minute, but you will get out of this toxic cycle of the silent treatment, because the silent treatment honestly does not help anybody. It doesn't help the person that's doing it. It doesn't help the person that's on the receiving end of it. And there's honestly nothing to gain from it at the end of the day. Life is so precious. And for all of you listening to this podcast, you are so blessed that you are alive, that you have access to technology, that you have relationships in your life that you can think about as it ties to some of these topics. You're so blessed in so many ways. And every single day that passes by, regardless of the fact if it's good or if it's bad, it's still another day at life that you're getting. There's so many other people that don't have that. And sometimes people take that for granted. Why would you want to spend days of your life fighting with someone or not being with somebody that you love? That should be a priority, to fix those relationships. No one's going to say that you have a great job. No one's going to say on your tombstone that you are so hardworking. No, people will tell you that you're a good husband or a wife or a father or a brother. So those are the relationships. Those are the things that really matter in life. So I hope you guys found this episode to be helpful. I hope that you're not in any of these situations. And if you are, you take some of this advice and you find some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did. So until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.